Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a couple of fine folks in the studio with me today. Robert Haddle. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Peter.
And Shannon Hoagland. Good morning.
Hi, Peter.
A couple of well-known voices, I think, here in town. And we are here, you are here, to talk about Sitka Community Theater's Radio Adventure Hour that's coming up here on Friday evening. So I'm gonna kind of set the stage a little bit and ask Robert to, this is not a spoiler, I don't think. This is the introduction to one of the pieces that will be performed live on Friday. So take it away, Robert.
And now, The Aviatrix, Episode 7, Fly Away Home. We rejoin Lottie Coleman, Wingwalker, Barnstormer, Flying Ace, and Mac McNamara, mechanic extraordinaire, as they determinedly attempt to repair Lottie's plane, the Tumbling Dove, which was badly damaged in Episode 6, The Zephyr and Valparaiso. Happy to again be in California sunshine, our intrepid heroines have little idea what dangers await them and those they love.
Ooh.
Stay tuned.
There's a lot of stuff packed into that introduction. There's a lot of words that aren't, you know, you don't normally hear, like intrepid, right? There's
right.
One, our daring darling of the air. Is that part that wasn't in?
It's hard to roll off. You
it
know?
Is hard to say.
But these characters are pretty hard rolling and high flying.
So that was good. That was good. We didn't even need sound effects to get that one going. So what's this for? This show in particular is about, Robert. What? How do you see this?
Well, it's
play?
One of three plays that will Shannon is producing, and it's pretty exciting. Peter, you and I are both in this. I have a very small role. As the announcer, I just come in at the beginning and the end, and you are Herr Gunther.
Yeah, I have a couple of parts. I have to be German and large, which is difficult for me because I'm neither German nor large. and
big
I get
personality.
To, that's right. So it's radio, and I also get to be an OSS agent, so pre CIA, right? CIA
right,
agent.
Yeah, exactly. Priest,
so yeah. I get to be a Fed in this show.
Right. Well, the gist of the story is that we are kind of dropping in into one of these multi-part radio dramas. This is part 7. And so we get a little introduction about what's going on in our story so far. We kind of, you should be able to catch up. Based on the intro and based on the beginning of this installment. And then you're off to the races. And the idea is to, this is written by Satara, who has been involved in radio theater for a number of years. And she really liked the idea of creating, you know, something that sounded like something that could have been on at the time that these shows were actually in place of TV, that you would watch a series, you would become enamored with a series, you couldn't miss an episode, and we are going to hear, you know, very exciting episode in a series called The Aviatrix.
So it's the late 1930s Breaking Bad.
Right. Early 1940s, late
early
1930s.
Early 40s, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, it was like the height of the popularity of radio.
Okay, So you mentioned Satara wrote this one, and I want to get, I'll get to the other two in a minute, but she spent a lot of time researching this.
I've been in participating in play practice. I'm just amazed these anecdotes that she's gone up to explore about making it as authentic as she can. What was it? The number 5 crescent wrench.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we have
the Silver King wrench.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of intrepid, we have an intrepid sound effects crew that will be on stage. That if you come to the show on Friday night, you'll be able to see how they make noises like, for example, a number 5 Silver King crescent wrench.
That's right. This is a very active sound effects crew, and all three of the people who pick plays and are directing them It's all done with the idea that it's meant to be listened to. Of course, we're all going to be on stage, and we'll be incredibly interesting to watch.
Absolutely.
In our black turtlenecks. But the sound effects crew will actually be, you can actually see how they create, you know, machine gun fire and a fist fight. And in one of them, we have a fight in a girl's locker room. And, you know, how do you, you know, what are the subtleties there that you have to kind of develop to convey that to an audience? But it's pretty fun watching them. It's Sarah Brewer, Gene Stolberg, and Savannah Richmond are our three sound effects technicians. And Gene is kind of she's been around since, I think, the second year of radio theater. And she's kind of developed a passion for the Foley arts. And every year she just gets better and better. I don't want to build her up too much, but, you know, put too much pressure on her. But she's really awesome. And the other two have just jumped in with both feet.
I think it was kind of neat that in terms of doing a local production, one is that we have Sotero wrote it and we have access to that. But I saw Gene and Sarah at True Value looking for something, and I'm like, I know what you guys are looking for. And
that's probably because they couldn't find it at the YD, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So Shannon, you mentioned a fight in a girl's locker room, which right. I guess I wasn't aware of that. Now, Robert and I, when we auditioned, we read little pieces from each one of these shows, but we're not familiar with
those. That's from
we don't know those pieces.
We have Carrie Ann Gilson, the drama director at the high school. She also teaches English. She is going to, this is her first radio drama that she's directing. She's directing Nine Striking Beauties, which is from a series called Front Page Drama. And it is from a play written in 1933, which is, everyone thinks, League of Our Own Women's Baseball. But mm-hmm. this was, you know, 80 years before that movie was made.
Yeah, right.
And also 10 years before they had the Women's Baseball League. But it's the same kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. It's like these women are actual ball players, you know, and they're playing a men's team. It's mm-hmm. done kind of like a Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King exhibition match, but the women the idea that these women can actually play ball when we're listening to this story. But it has a lot of sound effects. It's pretty funny, and it's really short. Like, you're just getting into the story, and all of a sudden it's over. It's a really fast-moving, lots of sound effects. And I didn't mention, we also have live music, a little bit of live music with an organ, which was the instrument of choice during the era of radio drama. And that's Jay Bradley's going to play the music. And then we haven't mentioned the third play. Should we talk about the third play? Do you know it at all?
You know,
yeah, actually,
you know
I'm
it more than
I'm
going
to ask you about first, because you mentioned how short these are. And I think one thing that I've realized, and maybe Robert, you can comment on this, is how packed the dialogue is with stuff. It's not like you can tune out for a little bit because you're going to miss something. Certainly
right.
In Sotero's piece, which I'm the most familiar with, but with these other ones as well.
There's a lot happening, a lot of action, augmented by the sound effects, but definitely the dialogue is pretty spitfire.
Yeah.
And the one we're in, and when we auditioned the other ones, very, very definitely. Luckily, the show, is about an hour long? A little over an hour,
no intermission.
Okay.
So it does kind of chug right along. We've written these little ads, invited a couple of the actors in to read some local ads. I don't know.
Like Powder
Milk
Biscuits,
them for the
equivalent of that, right?
You'll hear them for the first time tonight. They're for real Sitka businesses, the businesses that have been supporting Sitka Community Theater. With the Greater Sitka Arts Council for quite a long time. So we kind of honor them with that, including Raven Radio.
They get
an ad, yeah.
Well, we've got a couple more minutes. Let's talk briefly about the third piece as well. This one is a Don Zelaitis piece, is that correct?
That's
right. Adapted by Christian Litton, also from here in Sitka.
And talk about a lot packed into.
This
is a very ambitious project. And this is kind of an interesting piece because it is not written for radio. It had to be adapted to be written for radio. It had to be tightened up by quite a bit to fit into like a 25-minute time slot. And that is, it's kind of wild and wacky. It's got the five actors portraying numerous roles. It's a play on Brothers Grimm stories. And so you have people kind of being very flexible in all their roles. A few first-time actors with the Sitka Community Theater, and then our some stalwarts from our crew, including Seton Bryant and Quinlan Holder, who've appeared in a number of our productions.
So some of these characters, I think Rapunzel's in this, Cinderella's in this. Who are some of the others?
Snow White, Hansel and Gretel. it goes from one fairy tale to the other. We've got a bunch of Wicked characters.
Good. And, Wicked is good.
This was written for... It's written as a regular play. It's been performed as Reader's Theater. Big success on the high school level. And I think Christian saw it and he was like, hey, this would be great for a radio theater piece. So it'll be interesting to close my eyes and kind of imagine it as a radio theater piece. But the people who come to the show, I think, will be wildly entertained by this crew. That they're very cohesive group and they've been working really hard, especially this week, to kind of get on top of this piece because it is really challenging. It is really funny. It's witty. It's I would compare it to Monty Python.
Ah, okay.
So be ready for some silliness, I would say.
Well, if I weren't going already, you would have by now convinced me to,
very,
to go.
Very definitely.
So thanks for that. We are out of time, unfortunately, but we've been speaking with Shannon Hoglan and with Robert Haddell about the Radio Adventure Hour that is coming up here this Friday. That's coming up Friday on November 17th at 7 p.m., is that correct?
7 p.m. You can get tickets at the door. You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books, $8 for students and seniors, $10 for general, and then our volunteer community, as well as the DDF teams, get free tickets.
Okay. Super. Well, I look forward to seeing an audience there, and I look forward to performing with you, Robert, and having you backstage, Shannon. Thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Peter.